Hi, this is Adam Hannon, master of Akalani's Fellowship Lodge number 480 in Lafayette, California. And this is the Trestle Board for July 2020. From the East, a message from worshipful Adam J. Hannon. Brethren, sweethearts, friends, and family all, another month gone and another month without being in lodge. As Masons, we all wish we could be meeting again, but sadly, as COVID continues to plague our state, it is still unsafe to gather. So we will continue to rely on our weekly calls. If you've been joining us regularly, thank you. If you haven't, why not? These calls are a great way to connect with your brethren and get the latest updates on Lodge activities. Haven't been to Lodge in a while? No problem. Since these calls are not tiled, there's no ritual, just news and socializing. Our meetings are held every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. and are easy to access. If you're using a computer or smartphone, visit this URL, https://bit.ly/AFLweeklycall. Password, if asked, AFL480. If dialing in by phone, 623-404-9000, meeting ID 149-408-7025, password 738710. Please feel free to drop in and chat with your brethren. We've all found it to be a great way to stay connected and ease some of the isolation loneliness. And while all our calls are special, some are more special than others. For example, on July 7th, we will hold our July non-stated meeting, where we will incorporate Masonic education into the discussion. This month, our senior deacon and officer's coach, worshipful Tom Riley, will address the topic of clay. Many of you may have joined one of our recent summer speaker series lectures. First, we heard from Right Worshipful Mark Koltko Rivera, Ph.D., on the two futures of Freemasonry, which gave us many things to ponder about how to maintain and grow our ranks and the importance of Masonry in modern society. Later in the month, we spent some time hearing from Most Worshipful Russ E. Charvonia, past Grand Master, who addressed the topic of civility in a time of uncertainty. Most Worshipful Charvonia charged us to bring Masonic civility to the forefront in our actions, as it is something sorely needed these days. This month we will have at least one speaker. I've arranged for Brother John Williams to speak on July 21st about the African-American Freemason's experience. I expect his talk to be enlightening and informative. As always, I'd like to remind you all that even though our lodge activities are on hold, that doesn't mean our Masonic activities must stop. In fact, this is an ideal time to practice memory work. Call a brother and work together. Learn one of the charges. Work on your degree proficiency. Or, if you are a Master Mason and have never done it, learn the third degree proficiency. Officers, work on your proficiency for next year's role. We should use this time productively so we come out of the quarantine ahead of where we were when it started. Finally, I once again remind you that the Lodge is here for you in time of trouble. Please let me know if any of our brothers are ill during this time, if anyone needs assistance getting groceries, or if someone just needs to talk. Together, we will come through this experience stronger. My continued healthiest wishes and regards to you and your families. From the West. Brethren, it is with great pleasure that I announce the decision of the 2020 Hiram Award Committee. As you all know, the Hiram Award is the highest honor that a Lodge of Masons can bestow upon a brother, other than electing him Master of the Lodge. It is an award intended to recognize that brother who, without concern for personal gain or honors, gives of himself in a manner exemplary to all in our fraternity for the betterment of his lodge. Such an award is not necessarily to be given every single year, but rather only as merited. Each year, our Hiram Award Committee, which is composed primarily of past recipients of that prestigious award, meets to determine who, if anyone, may be worthy of this great honor. Akalani's fellowship is blessed with a strong complement of brethren who have made great contributions to our lodge over the years, and several names were considered and discussed. Quickly, however, our committee came to a unanimous decision. Brother Garth Corwin will be our honoree for 2020. Brother Corwin is a truly worthy Mason and the embodiment of a Hiram Award honoree. For years, Garth has labored in near anonymity on behalf of our lodge, and particularly on behalf of our hall association. He has worked untold hours to improve the condition of our lodge, both structurally and electrically. He regularly attends our dinners and events, and makes no effort to seek acknowledgement for his great contributions. In fact, when he learned of his selection for this honor, he protested the decision. It is nevertheless true that Brother Garth is our deserving honoree this year, and we look forward to honoring him with this award. We have tentatively set a date of Saturday, September 19th at 5 p.m. for Garth's Hiram Award ceremony and dinner. It is our hope that by this time we may safely meet in Lodge for the event. If, however, it is not possible to meet in Lodge by September, we will select a new date and time for the event. Please join me in congratulating Brother Corwin on his selection. Bob Strohmeyer, Past Master, Senior Warden. July Birthdays. Russell Chapman, July 2nd. Christopher Urani, July 2nd. John Minagro, July 3rd. Scott Carter, July 7th. Charles Tollerton, Past Master, July 8th. Michael Kenny, July 13th. Thomas Thompson, July 13. Walter Moser, July 14. Richard Young, July 21st. Paul Crawford, July 26. William Haynes, July 31st. Masons for Mitts. In baseball, the slide is a key and exciting part of the game. But when it comes to childhood education, stopping the slide is a home run. This year, our Masons for Mitts captains, teams, and lodges are focused on minimizing the effects of a COVID slide, an accelerated version of what's normally referred to as the summer slide. Research shows that for many students, academic achievement slows or even declines over the summer months. With the pandemic disrupting schools and all aspects of students' lives, kids need our help now more than ever before. That's why this season, Masons for Mitts is proud to introduce the Super Summer Book Bag, a one-stop goodie bag filled with expertly vetted and age-appropriate reading and math material compiled by the literacy experts at the national nonprofit Raising a Reader. Our Major League Baseball partners will distribute the bags to kids throughout the state, all in addition to the classic leather baseball mitts that have defined Masons for Mitts for more than a decade. If you have given in the past, please consider repeating and increasing that donation. And if you have never contributed to this important cause before, this is a great time to start. To help create an amazing summer experience for underprivileged kids across the state, visit our site here, https://bit.ly/Masons4Mitts, that's the number 4, Masons 4 Mitts, and click the box under the words Give a Mitt. This will take you to a donation page pre-filled to ensure our East Bay Aces team gets the credit for your donation. Using this online site is highly preferred for ease of processing and accounting of donations. But if you need to contribute via check, please make your check out to Masons for Mitts and put East Bay Aces in the memo line. This is important because it is the only clear way that Grand Lodge will know that the check should be coming to our team. Please mail your donations directly to Masons for Mitts, 1111 California Street, San Francisco, California, 94108. Whether you donate online or by mail, if your company has a donation matching program, this should qualify, depending on your company's program, limits, etc. If your company needs it, the California Masonic Foundation's tax ID number is 23-701-3074. No matter how you choose to, please donate. This year, the East Bay Aces want to crush our competition and show that the East Bay has the biggest hearts of any Masons in California. I know we do. This is how we prove it. Summer Speaker Series. Many of you are aware that for the past several weeks, the Lodge has hosted Tuesday night community calls to connect and check in with each other. These calls have been a wonderful opportunity to keep our fraternal bonds strong, and will continue until we can return safely to our beloved Lodge. We continue our Summer Speaker Series in July with another noted speaker on Masonic issues. Tuesday, July 21st, 7 p.m. What One Prince Hall Mason Wants in the Era of George Floyd. Brother John Bennett Williams. Synopsis. Brother Williams will speak about the racial events in his life that have informed his life philosophy. Ultimately, attendees will get to know One Prince Hall Master Mason well, Brother Williams, and understand how his attitudes about racism in America came about. Attendees will learn that Prince Hall Masons and black men in America want what mainstream Masons and white Americans want, and why it is so difficult to achieve. Important upcoming dates. Every Tuesday, virtual meetup. Connect with the brethren during our weekly video chats, every Tuesday at 7 p.m. And July 21st, What One Prince Hall Mason Wants in the Era of George Floyd. Start time is 7 p.m. RSVP via Eventbrite. And this has been Adam Hannon, Master of Akalani's Fellowship Lodge, thanking you for joining us for this month's Trestle Board. I hope you will always act on the level and meet upon the square. Until next time, my brethren.